3. Washington, D.C., April 1978. The fall semester ended. I went home for a few days, then returned to D.C. to wait out the weeks until the January term began. Winter melted into an early spring. Clea and I would meet in the afternoons, after my life drawing class, sometimes in the evening if her husband was studying late. We never returned to the Blue Mirror or anywhere else near the Corcoran. Not to eat, anyway. Instead, she took me to Rib Joints, an Ethiopian place in a storefront out on Georgia Avenue, a Japanese place where I ate sushi for the first time. Occasionally, I'd hang out with people from school. Another painter named David Fletcher. Tiny, a heavy-set, red-haired girl a year older than me who partied with a local band called the Bad Brains.
So you got some kind of thing going with Clea Anderson, or what?
Tiny asked me once in the Corcoran's lobby.
I thought she was married.
We just hang out, I said. I like to draw her. Tiny squatted on the floor beside me. She poked her hand into my bag and withdrew my makeshift portfolio, two pieces of cardboard tied together with a typewriter ribbon I'd found on the street. She undid the grimy ribbon and began to examine the scraps of paper and brown paper bags inside.
These are all yours?
Her brow furrowed as she gazed at a portrait of Clea, naked, her body striated like a zebra's.
They're really good.